Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Today I wanted to talk about lifestyle factors that keep you stuck in OCD and preventing you from doing recovery work. So number one, I would say, is being too stressed out, too busy. The problem is, what I see with people with OCD is that the personality is such that they are doers. They are active. Not everybody, but most of them are active. They like to take on projects. They're excited about things. Obviously, when they're not dealing with 10 out of 10 OCD, when you're a 10 out of 10, you're not excited about anything. I get that, of course. But generally, they're not one to sit on the couch all day, every day. Their personality is just not like that. Their brain moves very, very fast. They like to be engaged. Now, this is a problem because we can take on way too many projects, way too many things. Part of it can even be avoidance, but I don't want you to get too caught up in the word avoidance, because that's a big trigger for people. And people are like, am I avoiding? What if I don't recover from avoiding? Starting meta OCD theme. What I wanted to say is, if you feel like you don't have any free time, if you feel like you're always busy all day, every day, you don't get a break, that's too far. I don't want you to be recovering in a bubble where, well, I feel recovered, but I'm recovered because I am not putting stress on myself. I'm being very cautious. I'm avoiding triggers. That's not recovery. That's not recovery. We need to be recovering in a real way, in how you want to live your life. If you are the type of person where your life is going to be busy, we need to make accommodations for that. But do you need to take on 20 extra projects? Also no, right? So you can be business level above an average. Sure, that might be your personality. That might be how you want to live your life. But don't take it to the next level. Give yourself just a little bit of room. And also, don't put off recovery of like, well, I can't, I'm too busy right now. I'm not going to do recovery work right now. I'll just get worse instead, right? That's also, don't do that. So that's one lifestyle factor that I find is very common for people with OCD, being too busy. Another one that sometimes happens is, this is usually when people get in a really bad spot. When they're a 10 out of 10, they start to isolate themselves. So basically, people with OCD are very all or nothing mentality, where they'll do a lot, then they'll take themselves to a 10, and then they're like, that's it, I am horizontal, I'm in the bed, I'm never leaving my room, it's all over. And the more you isolate yourself, especially laying down, that's right where OCD can get you the most. You don't have anything going on around you. You just have your OCD thoughts. For your brain, that's perfect. It's going to pummel you with OCD thoughts. So even if you are in 10 out of 10 state, even if you've already got yourself to a point where you dropped most things in your life, you need to little by little start getting back into normalcy of your life. And normalcy looks different for everybody, but you need to start getting back into it. Because the more you pull yourself away from everything, the worse you're going to feel. So too much free time, not good. Not enough free time, not good. We need to strike a doable balance here. Another thing is, sometimes, I see this one less, but sometimes people with OCD are constantly dealing with extreme triggers that are around them in daily life, and they keep being spiked by the same trigger. In that case, try to approach it in parts. It's that old saying, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? So try to approach the trigger a little bit at a time. As you know, I'm always against doing extreme exposures. They're unnecessary. They're harmful to your health. They're harmful to your recovery. And they can actually easily make you a lot worse. I've seen it with going to other doctors and therapists, how bad on purpose exposures done the wrong way can make you. So you have to be very careful with that. But if it's something that you are kind of have to face in everyday life, an example would be if you have harm OCD and you are, work in the police force. Well, that's going to be very difficult because every day you are dealing with harm stuff, right? But that's your job. What are you going to do? So in that case, you do need to do on-purpose exposures, but in doable steps. So try to expose yourself maybe to something that's not so intense that you can deal with. Because again, the point of any on-purpose exposure is response prevention. So you need to be able to operate in your normal environment without spinning out when you are faced with a trigger. And by slowly incorporating these triggers, exposures into your life, you will be able to do so. But again, cautiously, very slowly, without going from 0 to 100 and then spinning out on an OCD thought and starting the rumination, the Reddit research, and so on and so forth, right? So these are the most common ones. If I missed something, please also leave it in the comments below. If you have any questions, let me know in the comments. If you would like to book a talk with me, all the information, as always, on youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.